the 2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back in.
All right, welcome back to Walk It Off. I'm Danny Wexelman with Gemma Kaneko and Brittany Giroli, MLB.com's Orioles reporter. Brittany, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, ladies.
You've been a busy woman this morning. It's Monday, kicking off the week here in New York and doing a lot of work for us. We are making you earn your paycheck this week.
Yes, you are. It's been fun, though. 120 sports, then this, then I go on 1225 with Alexa. All the fun. All the fun.
What a morning. So busy.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to talk about a few MVPs from the weekend because it was a crazy weekend, right? So we had Anthony Rendon, 6 for 6, 3 home runs, and 10 RBIs. No big deal there. Daniel Descalso walked off for the D-backs against his former team, the Rockies. The Dodgers came back in the 9th with 3 home runs from Puig, Bellinger, and Mr. Turner. Carlos Gomez completed the cycle and lost his shoe. Per usual, losing something while doing amazing things. And what am I missing? Anything? Stood out?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, with the Yankees, Aaron Judge is just completely out of control.
That's a great way to describe it.
Completely out of control. Yeah. He probably gets an honorable mention, I would think, this weekend overall.
Gemma?
Yeah, I feel like you covered it pretty well. I mean, Irina will like that I said this, but Hanley Ramirez.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Having fun, hitting home runs.
Kids' days.
Like kissing children on the head.
Yeah.
Very cute. So, yeah.
So presidential of him. all right, so what stood out to you? Let's talk about Yankees-Orioles for a second. What stood out to you from this series? You've been in New York all weekend watching these teams go head-to-head. It's been a battle, right?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge, as I mentioned.
Yes.
How many times can I mention Aaron Judge
Not
on this
enough.
Podcast? He's just a huge, huge man. There's only two people that I've seen in person that I've been like, whoa, this guy is a big guy baseball-wise, okay. And that's Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge.
Okay.
I mean, just look like linebackers that are playing baseball. So what stood out to me, of course, was just the ball seems to make a different sound off of Aaron Judge's bat when he hits it. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
So that and the fact that the Yankees, all those young guys, are playing just with reckless abandon. They're not scared.
Yeah.
They know that they're young, but they don't really care that people have picked them last or that they're not supposed to be
that's
good.
That's almost the scariest thing, right, when people
I think
play
so,
that
too,
way.
Yes. I think that's a scary team to beat, a team that just doesn't really have any fear, didn't have any expectations, and they're playing like that. So that stood out to me. And then on the Orioles side, there's obviously a little concern over the way they're pitching, over the way some of their guys are hitting. They lost their first series over the weekend, which you knew was going to happen. They're not going to win all the series the whole way through. But there's definitely, I think, some concern from the Orioles side.
But heading into May, the Orioles and the Yankees are tied for first.
Crazy. So, just the way you drew it up.
Yeah. Right?
That's why baseball's so great, though. I mean, everyone makes all these predictions. You look at everything on paper, and then none of it happens. None of it comes true.
That's why we love predictions.
That's true.
Okay, so we're going to play the most original game that we've ever come up with here on Walk It Off called Fill in the Blank, right? It's really exciting. I'm really excited. So you have to fill in the blank. Are you ready?
Ready.
You nervous?
A little.
Okay. Gemma?
I'm ready. Let's
always
do it.
Ready.
Always.
All right. Eric Thames, we can't do anything without starting with him. He hit 11 home runs in April. So Eric Thames will hit blank home runs in May.
I'm going to go kind of on the lower end. I'm going to say 6, mostly just because he's coming back from a little bit of a, you know, not like a full-blown injury, but like he's coming. So he's got to come back up to speed.
Okay.
And now I think people are going to legitimately, like, watch the tape on him, too.
Okay.
Like, a lot more.
Okay.
So I think he's going to come back down to earth a little bit. I still think he's going to hit a ton of home runs this year, but he's going to slow down in May.
Okay. Brittany?
I say 10.
Oh. I like that. I like it.
Because why not?
I like this.
Bold. Why not?
Yeah.
Just be bold. Be daring.
Yeah.
I say 10 because he hit 11.
Yeah.
He's not going to match that. He's going to come one shy.
I like it.
People are going to be like, what is going on? He's going to get tested every day. I've seen it. As soon as these guys start doing well, they're there after the game. As soon as a guy hits 100 or hitting a lot of home runs, they're there after every game, which doesn't matter to him. He's fine talking about it.
Yeah.
But I think 10 home runs. I think he's going to have a breakout year. Probably a good candidate for comeback player of the year.
Totally.
No, you would think?
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's be positive. I'm on team Eric Thames. Let's go.
Okay. I'm going to go with 11.
Yes.
I'm going to say he matches it.
How many home runs is going to hit this year, Danny?
I think that he's going to hit
80.
That is what he's on pace for.
Yeah.
I think he's going to slow down, but I think that he's going to keep it up in May. I think the weather's going to be perfect. I think that he's going to roll after this little injury / not quite an injury.
Yeah.
I think he'll be good. All right, so this is for Brittany. Out of the Orioles lineup, blank will surprise fans the most because blank.
Trey Mancini will surprise them because right now he's tied for the team lead in home runs. Yeah. And I think he'll finish in the top three on that team in home runs. And he's a guy they didn't think they could get any at-bats for. And now all of a sudden he's getting at-bats. He's playing in place of Chris Davis, and he's doing fantastic. So he's a guy who Orioles fans already kind of liked, but I think they're really going to embrace him as the season goes on.
They're really
going
to like him.
Mm-hmm. They call him Boom Boom. So they're really just going to, yeah, they're really just going to wrap their arms around Boom Boom. Yes.
That's a great nickname.
That's really good. You know that? No, I like it, though. It's good.
Oh, my gosh. Boom Boom. Okay. All right. Blank will be the ERA leader in the NL, and Blank will be the ERA leader in the AL. And let's say for the month of May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not overall. Did you have overall?
Yeah, for the NL anyway. But okay. I can rethink that.
What do you have for the NL?
Well, Clayton Kershaw. I just think everyone else who, I mean, yeah. It's hard because everyone else who would even be in contention for me in the AL or in the NL for the entire year,
yeah.
I feel like is coming back from some kind of weird injury.
Okay.
So he has much less competition than usual competing for that title. But if we want to say May, for the AL, I could say like Dallas Keuchel, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure we were going May, but I like Chris Sale.
I like Chris Sale, too.
I think
too.
He's going to end up having a really
for the
good
year.
Year.
Yeah, I would go Chris Sale.
He's going to end, obviously, Clayton Kershaw in the NL is kind of a slam dunk. But I think Chris Sale, when they got him, I thought he was going to be a good move, and he's been fantastic for them. He's really been what you thought he was going to be.
I totally agree. I'm going to go opposite of you guys with Mr. Kershaw, and I'm going to say Max Scherzer.
That was my two.
I love Max.
And then I think I would go Chris Sale well for the year. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, Brittany. The Orioles will call blank by the trade deadline.
No one. There is no one down there that is exciting.
No.
Sad.
Good thing we're not on the Pipeline podcast.
Jonathan Mayo and Jim Kelly might not be happy with that.
They would just fall out of their chairs right now.
Yes.
I mean, there are some guys down there that are intriguing.
Yeah.
There's nobody that I think is close enough that they'll be an impact guy at the deadline. Now, they do have guys like Tanner Scott who are throwing like 100 miles an hour down there in the minor leagues who are certainly intriguing. Chance Cisco, one of their catching prospects, but they signed Wellington Castillo.
Yeah.
So, and Caleb Joseph has been doing well. So they don't really have any room for these guys right now, the way they're set up. So I think that there's help on the horizon. But there's nobody in the minor leagues that it's like, ooh, let's go down there and get that guy.
Especially, I mean, if they continue, right, in this successful way that they're going.
Yes. They could trade those guys and get somebody at the trade deadline, like a starting pitcher. Because when you look at what they have down there starting pitching-wise, there's really nobody.
Okay.
They've really struggled to kind of fill that hole, which is why they had to go out and get guys like Jason Aquino and Alex Asher, who have been kind of their spot starters.
Yeah.
So, that's a little bit of a barren cupboard. It's getting better.
Some spider webs hanging
on
there.
I was going to tell you about this one, but I'm like, now let me just surprise them on air.
I like it.
Ever.
This is the team forever fan.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Also, I would like to mention that if Chance Cisco doesn't use Cisco's famous song, which I'm not going to say, but if he doesn't use that as like his music in any way, shape, or form, then I will be disappointed in him.
I mean, you'd have to do like a weird instrumental version, right? I mean, why?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, use it.
I mean, Jonathan Scope.
It's a family game,
like,
man. He should, though.
He should, though.
He should also pronounce his last name Shoop because it's better.
Exactly.
Please tell him that I said that.
That's great.
Yes.
Okay. Blank will throw the first no-hitter this season.
You know, it's going to be some
tough.
Yeah, no, it's always going to
be some joker that no one saw coming.
It's always just like a scrub, which I actually really like because it's fun for them. Then they get to have it like when Chris Heston threw a no-hitter.
Yes.
It's like, good for you, man.
I mean, I did feel bad though because of what happened to him after that. But, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be like Edwin Jackson who walks 11 and throws a no-hitter.
Great. That would be, you know what?
Extended spring training
for the Orioles. Actually be dope if he came up and threw the first no-hitter of the year.
Yeah.
I would love it.
No big.
I would love it. Like, I want to say it's going to be, you know, Max Scherzer or something, but I know in my heart it's just going to be some fifth starter.
Fair enough. That's actually
and
a really good point.
That's going to be great. Yeah. I'm going to love that.
So anyone that stands out that's like who you don't know really know his name or who he is, but he's going to be the guy. Anyone? Maybe
trying to think of like the most obscure name I can. Like Toronto's got good pitching.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody from Tampa because when you look at it, that's a very pitcher friendly.
Someone
ballpark.
Who's not Chris Archer, just like a different
not
pitcher.
Chris Archer. There's a very pitcher friendly
ballpark
in Tropicana Field.
Okay.
So
That's a good point. I like that.
Somebody like who like no one's heard of.
What if it's Bartolo? How great would that be?
I think that's obscure enough as well.
Actually, awesome.
No, I mean,
you know,
I feel like it would just be then he. That's the peak of the Bartolo mania, right?
It's like, the era.
That's the pitcher cycle.
Exactly.
He's done the cycle. Has he thrown a no hitter?
I actually don't know, but I don't think
we'll
so.
We'll have to figure that out.
I don't think so.
All right, so he's got to accomplish that.
Yeah.
Okay, blank is the most fun player to watch in baseball right now because blank. Brittany.
Aaron Judge.
Yes.
That's three.
Is that three? Okay.
Those of you keeping score at home.
Judge counting.
He's just fantastic to watch. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Are you going to buy a Judge jersey?
I think Oriole fans would not be very happy with that. Also in Baltimore, if someone's like, I think I saw Brittany Jirelli walking her dog in an Aaron Judge jersey. What?
You'll get one for your dog.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's just doing everything right now.
Yeah.
And it's funny because in spring training, the big concern was, is he going to be the Yankees guy? And now you're just kind of laughing about that because now.
Doubted it.
Yeah. Now he's a legitimate Rookie of the Year candidate. he's closing in on like some rookie records. And then the guy's just. Everything he hits, he's always up in those big situations. And watching him this weekend, I had known he was doing well, but kind of seeing him over these three games, you kind of appreciate them more when you see them in that longer sample size.
Yes.
And yeah, he's been fantastic.
Gemma?
Bryce Harper.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he's Bryce Harper. He had kind of like a slow year.
Yeah.
So watching him come back with such a fury is really exciting.
Yeah.
I think he kind of needs some negativity in his life to reach that point, right? Like when people say, oh, you can't do it, he's like, watch me.
Yeah.
And then once people start to accept it too much, you know,
You need adversity.
Yeah.
You need something
he
to
does,
catch you down.
At least. So I've really enjoyed his on a tear this April and I love April it. And I loved it.
I'm not going to go with a player. I'm going to go with a team, actually. I'm breaking the rule.
You broke your own rule.
I'm going to go with the Nationals are the most fun to watch in base right now because, I mean, what can they not do?
What did they do last night?
That was crazy.
What are they doing out of their minds? They're playing out of their minds right now. And, you know, I'm interested to see what's going to happen come the dog days and if they're still going to be killing it like they are.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they will be.
Yeah. The big question for them, though, I feel like every year in the regular season, they're good.
Yes.
Can they get it done in the postseason?
Yeah.
Can you like, save some of those runs?
This is their nightmare,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Always.
But this is like another level. I feel like every single person on that team is playing bananas.
Yeah. Well, it's also like, okay, so the Cubs had their year and now we can kind of openly root for the Nationals without it being like, oh, but it's, you know, the Cubs, it's such a good story.
Yeah.
Right.
I never felt that way.
Like,
either.
But maybe like the general population.
Right. Maybe. Yes. Yes. So now it can be all about the Nats.
Are
finally. Because the Mets are so injured. Who even knows what'll happen there?
Yeah, that's a mess.
Yeah.
But are the Nats the new lovable losers?
No.
Okay.
They haven't been a franchise.
Anyone feels bad for them?
Yes. I think they just need to get a little bit more like cachet because both teams, like since both teams are newer franchises, it's hard to build up that depth of like, we've been suffering for so long, you know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ballpark proposals are blank.
Awful. Awful, cheesy, corny. Shouldn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do it. Ballpark proposals are uncomfortable at best.
I like that. I have unoriginal. So don't you ever dare, whoever you may be, propose to
Nobody proposed to Danny at a ballpark.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Me either. It's like, please, no, it's my place of work also. Can I come to your work and propose to you?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a really great point. I might send flowers to your work, but I won't propose to your work. All right, last one. Watching Michael Morse talk to his bats makes me think blank. Brittany.
That he's a little crazy.
In a good way.
Yeah. And baseball players are really superstitious. So, you know, if that's his thing,
then
that's his thing. No one's going to stop it.
I love it, Gemma.
Watching Michael Morse talk to his bats made me think, oh my God, Michael Morse still plays big league ball. Jokes. I like him. I actually like him a lot.
I hope he's
like,
listening.
As a person and a player, but it's been a while since I've thought about Michael Morris, honestly.
Okay.
So
all right,
that's he was terrible with the Orioles and
hurt. Came back and now he's like, you know, he's got this giant grin on his face because he's not in the minors anymore. So it would suck to be in the minors and be him. I feel like.
Aww.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Makes me think that he's a genius. listen, now you get me three hits. Now you help me get this ball down. Now, listen, your job, I'm not sure what your job is, but whatever you're supposed to do, do it well.
Do you also talk to your office supplies? Because I feel like maybe you do.
I feel like that is I talk to myself a lot, but I usually try not to do it out loud.
Okay.
Usually.
I hope this baseball thing works out for him, or he's going to be that crazy person on the street talking
to himself. I don't know. Maybe he could probably be in a commercial or something for that, though.
I guess. But then it's not cool when you're outside of the New York subway and you're talking to yourself. Then people think you're insane.
Yeah. We don't want that for you, Michael. Keep it in the ballpark. Eric Thames is a name that everybody should know by now. He hit 11 home runs in April. He is the talk of the town. He's breaking Brewers records. But with his newfound success came a little more attention when it comes to the legal parts of the game of baseball. He's had 4 total drug tests now. His most recent one was on Friday night. So what we want to know, we want to talk about Trender Trash. Has the attention that he's received about his success warranted? Brittany, let's start.
Yes, I think so. By the way, I love this quote here. I'll be here every day. I have plenty of blood in your urine.
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, just covering the Orioles, every time a guy throws 100 miles an hour, they kind of make jokes about it. They know if they're playing well enough that they're going to show up every day, these drug testers. And that's, I mean, that's kind of what happens. And I think when you look at the month that he's had, certainly it's warranted all this attention. He's been fantastic. Okay. He's been a fantastic story. Yeah. So I don't have an issue with it at all. I think it's a good trend.
Okay. Gemma?
I mean, I guess trend in the sense that, yes, we should be acknowledging his success. Like, it is definitely worth paying attention to on some level. Obviously, he's going to get drug tested. I just think that his response is really the most important thing, which is she's like, go ahead. Like, yeah. I have no problems with this because it's not some mysterious situation. You know, he's not being obfuscating about it. So,
yeah, that's your second big word you've used today, by the way. So, Ash, do you think that
my vocabulary, not ashamed.
I love your vocabulary. Ash, do you think that the attention he's received from the league and these 4 drug tests have been warranted?
I mean, I understand why they did it. I feel like they kind of had to do it because everyone's going to be like, whoa, hold up. This doesn't make any sense. Not this day and age. But to do 4 is kind of overkill. But again, like you guys said, I love the quote so much. He's like, yes, please test me. But it's great because everyone read that April crazy, outrageous story from someone that you didn't know of before. And James is that guy right now. So he's the new Trevor Story, I guess.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
2017 Trevor Story. What's right. Trevor Story? Did he get the same attention as far as drug tests go? No.
That's right. So that is exactly the point I want to bring up. So, okay, one, he's getting the attention because he came from Korea. He got bigger.
And
he noticeably got bigger. He got more muscle. But when you see guys doing this like Trevor Story, I don't remember reading stories about him. Stories about him. It's impossible to not make the joke. When he went on his tear at the beginning of the season, I don't remember that.
Well, I think it's also because it's not like he'd ever played in MLB before and been just mediocre and then come back and somehow been like in the MVP discussion all of a sudden. You know, like that, I think, is more it than because he just came up. Like he wasn't, it's not like he had proven before that he was just.
But was
like,
he doing that in the minors?
A basic player. I mean, I do think that it's just the optics are different.
Yeah.
You know, because. Eric Thames did have a previous MLB career.
I think that there needs to be more consistency. There needs to be, listen, I get it. They can come every day, right? Brittany said that she sees those guys in and out when guys are doing ridiculous things. But, like, let's make it more consistent. If a guy hits 10 home runs in a month, then fine, you're going to have 2 drug tests. I don't know. Like, there has to be more consistency. I feel like you're just like, you're putting him in like a little hole. Are you going to put other guys in a hole if they hit 11 home runs next month, like Ryan Zimmerman? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, you're not, because you would expect it more from some of these other guys. You don't expect it, and that's why this is all.
They're nervous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the drug testing's gotten out of control. I mean, the Orioles have joked that they're just going to create a room because it's just all the time. And I mean, obviously they're overplaying as well. So I mean, it's like, hey, exceed expectations, and then you just get drug tested up the wazoo.
Right.
That's how MLB is doing it so far.
And I hate even like saying this, but like how much blood is taken, like when they're poked, like, you know, guys.
Right.
Not that they care about if you don't like needles, like they're going to take it anyway, right? right? But like, you know, how much blood is being taken each time this is happening? Like, when I give blood, I need to eat like a lot of broccoli and a lot of steak before this happens.
I would assume they're not like taking like pints worth of blood to drug test.
Broccoli? Yeah, right? Broccoli, iron. Iron.
Oh, okay. Iron. Iron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Iron. Yeah. They're probably not like
not taking that
filling a blood bank with okay. Eric Thames's blood.
Yeah, no. Well,
they want to recreate him. They
yeah, it's a secret clone scheme. Okay.
That's what's really happening going on here. Okay. Oh, all right. Well, I guess
we'll get it. MLB.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. May. I mean, May is going to be really telling, I think, especially if he's back 100% healthy. I hope that this little hamstring thing, whatever it was, is small and insignificant.
Yes,
probably from lack of blood.
All relevant.
The circulation was going down. Stop taking his blood.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Okay. All right. We're gonna move on to Noah Syndergaard because this guy makes headlines for every single thing he does, but he's making it for all the wrong reasons right now. So he missed a start last week with a sore arm, and then he got pulled from this past Saturday's game in the second with what they're calling a lat strain. Now, when he missed his start, he unprompted told reporters that he, quote, refused an MRI. So he knows his body the best. He knows his arm the best. So he didn't get an MRI, and then he was pulled from Saturday's start. So today, Monday, he's supposed to be back in New York and getting that MRI. And when asked about this, Sandy Alderson said, quote, I can't strap him down and throw him in the tube. I don't know about that, Sandy. So Trender Trash, yeah. The Mets' decision to not get their number one guy checked out after his missed start last week. Gemma?
I mean, I guess trend, because it is a topic that is, you know, that we're talking about, that we want to talk about to figure out what is going on with Noah and the Mets overall, yes. I guess. But I kind of do agree with Sandy. I mean, it is Noah Syndergaard's decision, ultimately, whether or not he's going to do this. Like.
Okay.
We can also talk about this in the same vein as, like, should Madison Bumgarner have been riding a dirt bike around? Like, there are these decisions that the players get to make about their bodies, right, to a degree.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely not, I don't think it was a smart choice of his to not get the MRI. Like, why would you not want all the possible information you could have
right.
about your body? But, I don't want to blame just like the overall Mets organization for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with I'm taking the opposite stance on this. I think that it's the Mets' responsibility. You're paying him. He's your property. He's under contract. Who decides whether Noah Syndergaard is done after the sixth or the seventh inning? The Mets. Sandy Alderson. So who decides when his arm hurts? What happens? The training, the trainer staff. I mean, he gets a say, but if they say you should get an MRI, that's exactly what should happen.
Right.
There shouldn't be a give and take there from that point in time. It is a test. They're not injecting him with something crazy.
They're not taking blood.
Exactly. Eric Thames says, what? An MRI? That's nothing. They're not doing some experimental treatment. Yeah. They're just doing an MRI, a precautionary MRI that probably could have avoided this because it could have shown whatever was coming and they could have done prehab on this injury instead of reacting to it. I think this is a total misstep by the Mets. And I understand he didn't want to get it, but I don't care. They're paying him. They're your employer. When your employer tells you to do something and you don't want to do it, you do it anyway, right?
Yes.
Or you get in trouble or you lose your job. So yes. I don't know why this is becoming, oh, well, he didn't really think that was a good idea. Well, that's cool. It's not December.
Yeah.
It's the season.
Yeah.
So I think this is on the Mets.
That's hot. I feel hot right now. Ash, what do you got over there?
No, I completely agree. I mean, the thing is that Syndergaard's not doing this for free. He is technically their property. And it also, honestly, like, this is a win-win to get this MRI. I don't understand why you wouldn't just do it. Like Brittany said, takes a second. All you need to do is check yourself out and make sure you don't harm yourself further. You already know that you're not feeling well because you are flinching and kind of grimacing a little bit. So don't act like you know your body that well that it's like, oh, it's just a little tick, it's fine. It benefits you to pay attention. Someone needs to be able to tell some of these kids, like, maybe you shouldn't do this instead of like, I'm living my life, I'm doing what I want. I don't know. It's getting a little out of hand now, I think. I'm just mad at Bumgarner. Let's be honest. I'm so mad at him still. I cannot believe he's out for the first half, but whatever. He needs to learn his lesson, and this is the only way. Same with Syndergaard and everyone else. Learn your lessons from these guys.
All right, we're going to pass that on to them, Ash. We're gonna call them.
Do it. Someone do it. Yeah. I mean, it's driving me nuts, these guys.
Yeah. I think that I agree. It makes the Mets look silly because you're wondering, like, if he said no to this, well, what else is he going to say no to? Or what? Why is he the decision maker? Like, he's not. He doesn't work in the front office. He works on the field. So, like, I think, like, know your place. Maybe all this, like, fun stuff that he's been doing, maybe his head got a little big and he's, like, he knows his body best. Well, obviously you don't, man. So, like, think harder about the next time that you feel something. When you feel something, that is your body telling you. I don't know if you just ignored it because you didn't want to face whatever might be coming your way. Like, but just deal with it. Like, that's the best, I think, plan of action with these guys instead of ignoring it. When you ignore it, it only gets worse. So I want to trash that decision. And hopefully everything's okay with him, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. Okay, so last trender trash here. So we've seen the Orioles, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the AL East. You know, the AL East is rolling. We're seeing the Nationals, the Cubs do well in the NL. But there are a couple teams that are hanging around. We have the D-backs, the Rockies, and the Angels that are surprisingly, they're leading their divisions. But is it sustainable? Is this just like a beginner's luck of the season type moment, or are they the real deal, Brittany?
I don't know if it's sustainable, but I'm rooting for it. I really like, obviously, the underdog stories. And I think when you look at the Rockies, they're a team that kind of jumps out as really a team I thought was going to be absolutely terrible.
to put it nicely.
Exactly. To not mince words here, that are actually not absolutely terrible. And I'm rooting for them. I think they're exciting to watch. And, you know, you look at a lot of these teams and what they have in common is there's a lot of youth in a lot of these teams, a lot of inexperience, and a lot of things that you just can't quantify on a piece of paper. And that's the reason why the Yankees are doing so well. So I don't know if they're going to be able to keep it up. I would like to think of the three that one of them's going to get lucky enough to continue.
Yeah.
Obviously, health's a big thing, but I'm rooting for the Rockies. I am rooting for you to not be absolutely terrible. I think you can do it in May, Colorado. As long as it stops snowing there. Is it still snowing? It was like snowing there.
Gemma?
Like we said on the show last week, D-backs and the Rockies were such big surprises to us.
Yes.
And in fact, the chaos in that entire division is so fun, and I love it. Sorry, Ash. But
it's fine.
I do actually hope that those two teams will be able to sustain it. I just don't think the Angels can. It really seems unlikely to me. Okay. I don't think they have a ton of depth. I don't think that they're going to be able to do it past like maybe another couple weeks. But I am on board with the Diamondbacks. I kind of am.
Okay.
I mean, I think that youth, excitement, talent, Greinke looks good again.
Just lost Shelby Miller.
This
so
is
like,
true. That is kind of rough.
But you never know. Someone could step up in that place, right? Someone
I really like Jake Lamb. So.
Someone who throws the first no-hitter. Someone on the D-backs. Ash, what do you think
that
about
is a no-hitter waiting to happen.
It really is.
The Rockies, I feel like, do this every year. They're always like coming out the gate. I mean, not every single year, but I feel like the Giants and watching that division, being a Giants fan, Giants are always kind of like, you know, ho-hum, I mean, not as bad as they are here, but the Rockies are always doing super well, and then they crash and burn. I don't want them to necessarily crash and burn. I just want them to have an okay first half and then watch them go back to their normal ways again. The Diamondbacks is the most surprising because I am not used to this well. Every other year they'll do it, I guess, so it's not that surprising. I don't think they'll be able to keep it up for more than like three more days. We'll see. The Angels are another kind of surprise. Every time they do well, I'm like, well, I guess they have some tools, you know, that makes sense. But then things get back to normal again. So I want to see the Angels do well because that'll be fun, and also poor Mike Trout. But I think that's the one I'm rooting for the most, obviously, because I don't want anyone else to do well in the NL West other than the Giants. So I have a little stake in that. But I do like the Rockies. I've always kind of liked the Rockies. You know, you always feel bad for them. And I do all the time. Diamondbacks, no sympathy at all. I don't want you to do well ever.
I like the Rockies, you know, too. I mean,
but
they're
fun. No reason.
At least you're honest, Ash. You're not hiding who you are and who you love. You're honest. You're open about it. And that's why we love you.
Oh, gosh.
Go back down to last place, Diamondbacks. Get back down where you belong, okay?
No. Go back where you belong with those uniforms. No. Okay. So
yes.
I love the underdogs. And every year, not always the Angels, but as of late, these have been the underdogs. So I'm all for this. I love seeing like the teams who are supposed to win. That's great and all. But like, this is a way better story for me and watching this. So I want to trend these guys keeping pace in May and June and July and August and September. And I want to see one of these teams make it to the playoffs.
I will get on the Rockies bandwagon once they start selling purple jerseys.
Yeah,
I do not want a black Rocky jersey. Why would I want that? I want a purple one.
We can make a call.
They don't sell purple ones?
It's so hard to get. That's like crazy. I want. Oh, so DJ LeMahieu is from like the area where I grew up, okay. And we are similar in age. So I imagine we probably have some friends in common. I don't know. We've
probably
never
have,
discussed
like,
it.
Facebook friends.
Probably we do. So I like him, and I like John Gray, and I like Carlos Gonzalez. So I want those jerseys in purple.
Okay. Yeah. I like
yes.
It.
All right. So once we get those jerseys, the bandwagon has its first leader.
Yes, we're wearing them on this next podcast. Yes.
All right. Don't challenge me. I will make that happen. Okay, so that's going to do it for Walk It Off this week. We've had, like, this is, like, the biggest party we've ever had. Ash, we've got you in California. We have Brittany Giroli here in studio. Gemma Konecka, who's always hanging out. I'm Danny Wexelman. May. It's May. May is here. So this is, like, legit. We're not, like, all right, it's too early to judge. No, we're judging. It's time. It's judgment time. Aaron Judge, it's judgment time. And with that, we will talk to you next week.
Now the 2-2. Well hit, Donovan.